We are in Kufi Beis, in the Rambam of Siftesbov. The Mechaber said, talked about a yid and a person eating with somebody else. When one person is makbanon, passed to one person, is not eating on the same dishes or the same plate. Now the Rambam says, Yeshamim, the Mishinism be pashla v'kacham, someone who's makbid cannot eat pasakum, v'oichel macherim she'inim nisarim, he's eating with other people who are not makbid. So not only the Mechaber to be on the same plate, the Rambam says, Mutal lechel imohim, Mishum evil k'tato, he's allowed to eat with them. Mishum evil k'tato, meaning he's allowed to eat the pas akum. He's eating with them, he's allowed to eat the pas akum that they're eating. Mishum evil k'tato, says to avoid fights and
disagreements.
Since if he won't eat pas, which is the main part of the meal, the staple of the meal, so he tula mishum evil, they will mat him to prevent the evil, they will mat him to be over on his hakpada to only eat pas.
Isn't it like a neder? But that wouldn't be but someone who's makbid because it's a... So, it's like...
That's an interesting question. I think of it from
that. I don't know if it's a neder. Or you might not even go in the getter like midorim because it's a halacha. You know? And therefore, if like you say, it's not even, not even a getter or a neder.
It depends on why. You should not learn out from here to other Yisroom. I mean, don't think that if you could be makel about this, you could make about other Yisroom. And the Rashach explains what the Rambam means is, he's talking about chema sakum, which others are makel also. So the Rashach says, chema, if I'm eating a meal with you and I don't want to eat, if I don't eat your butter, it doesn't look bad. It doesn't cause Ava that I don't eat your butter. Maybe I just don't like butter. Maybe I want something else to eat. So therefore, you're not going to be makel about chema, you can't be makel about chema sakum because Ava, because there's other ways to avoid the bad feelings. As opposed to the pas, if I'm not going to eat the pas, then it's going to look, at least in those days, if I'm not going to eat the pas, then it's going to look like I don't like this guy, and we're going to make bad feelings, I'm like this, and you're like this, and therefore you're allowed to be big. Okay, now, we also had the Mechabers, the Shulchan Aruch brings in Kuf Nun Beis, later in Sim Kuf Nun Beis, there's an Isser, based on a pasuk, there's an Isser to go to the wedding, to a goy's wedding. And the reason is, and it's based on the pasuk. Okay? You're not allowed to go to a goy's wedding. So the Taz says, that din...
The ceremony or the suda?
I'm not...
It's in a church.
It's nothing to do with the church.
Forget that church. He stayed in church out of it.
It has to do with that if you go to his wedding, you'll end up being very friendly with him. It's a pasuk. It's in Shulchan Aruch, Sim Kuf Nun Beis.
I think
that he's
talking about the
David
Aronin.
No. We're not here to talk about...
We'll get there. We're curious about it.
You want to go to a wedding, ask your rabbi. But the Taz says, what I want to tell you...
Tell your daughter.
And the Taz says, what happens if, by not going to the wedding, the guy who works in the next cubicle from you, it's going to make bad feelings. So is there Mishum Ava to go to that wedding? So the Taz says... Ava will not be mocked at that Yisr, and he says, the Svar is because, he says, the reason why you're not supposed to go to the wedding is because we don't want you to get too friendly with him. So, if you're going to say that by not going, I'm going to get not friendly with him, that's the point. That's exactly the point. So, Ava is not a heter for an Yisr that's based on keeping you away from the guy. Keep you away from the guy. That's the whole point. This is to make you not so friendly. So you say it's going to make me not feel good. That's the point. That's exactly the point. Which is not. I mean, you don't necessarily have to say it like that. But that's what the Taz says. Now,
so what about Pasach?
So over here. So what I want to say is over here. So by Pasach, it's the same thing. Pasach is because the issue is because of Chasmas. So you should say so Ava should not be Madrid. But of course, there's no comparison because in our case,
it's
two Yidden. Right. It's between two Yidden. You're not even Pasach because the Ava to the Goy. So then the Ava to my neighbor, my Jewish neighbor, has nothing, it might overweigh the Isser of Pazakim, which has to do with God. But when the Isser is to a guy, the guy in the next cubicle is this the Ava, so Taz is the Zorzai, let it be good. I'm not saying halacha much, I'm just saying this is as far as what he says. Where's the Sitzik?
Kuf
Nun Beis. Okay? Halacha's up. You'll answer Rabbi Schwartz when he comes back. Okay, now, we're going
to... I want to know what
Why? could look it up. Sure, we'll look it up.
I was just bringing it to tell you.
If you have a Goyshin neighbor in the
look what you start.
That's
Torah. There's no Shalom Bayis by it.
Come on. I'm just.
Halacha's halacha.
Guys, I'm just. I just.
What?
I just want to say
Machaber.
Next. Our. The Machaber said. It was based on a pasuk. So the. I don't know the pasuk for it. I have the.
Tanecha.
It's in Shemos.
Oh, who?
Okay. In Shemos.
By Yisroel.
So now, while we talk about the Ramah, about Eva, I want to talk about some things about Eva, Bechal, which is a little bit off topic, but it really is on topic, okay, which is like this. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, that a Yid is not allowed to help a Goy deliver their baby, okay, and the Gemara says the reason is because you're Meyalid Ben Avodah Zarah, okay, who needs you to bring more people to serve Avodah Zarah? Who needs that? The Gemara says you're not allowed to, and the Gemara gives you a whole peckle of excuses that you should use when they ask you to come help be a midwife, a whole peckle of excuses that you should use to avoid having to do it. The Gemara says, but...
What is the Gemara?
So the Gemara says, but if you can't use any excuses, if your excuses are not going to work, then you're allowed to. Mishum Eva, you're allowed to be over on the Isra, Miyal, Ben Lavoy Dezara, Mishum Eva, you're allowed to...
You're allowed to help.
Sorry, Baruch Haim.
If there's somebody not there...
That's a good question. So the Gemara says, he means it's just you feel bad for the lady.
We ever in there when the... I mean, I don't want to say...
Do we call it Tzar Bali Chaim? It has a bad term.
That's what it is.
No. Not how you should refer to an animal.
But the Gemara talks about it by...
Okay. If you see a guy schlepping,
okay. That's the Mishum Eva. The Gemara says, Bapa Tzia.
They don't seem to help him get anything.
Hello, we're Bapa Tzia.
Okay, so the Gemara says, so the din is... If there's no way to get out of it, the Gemara says, if our excuses don't work, if they're not going to work, then you're allowed to. This is in Kuf Nun Dal. Okay, in your day, in Kuf Nun Dal, this didn't. Okay, now.
Is there a
shaft
that you can go into
Avodah Zarah?
Maybe you work for the CRC.
It's a guy. Okay, anyhow, so now.
That doesn't mean this guy isn't going to do Avodah Zarah.
He is going to do
Avodah Zarah. I think the baby dies, they might not get better Jews like that.
Now the Gemara says on Shabbos, there are different excuses. Okay, the Gemara has different excuses you should use if you wanna to avoid having to help the guy give birth on Shabbos, and therefore the Machaber in Shin Lamed in Or Chaim says that under no condition can you help the guy have a baby on Shabbos, even if there's no malacha, even if it's not a question of malacha, because there's even better excuses. That's what the Machaber says. Okay? So the Magen Avraham says, wait a second. But what happens if these excuses don't work on Shabbos? Okay, whatever the excuses won't work, so the Magen Avraham says, you're allowed to help the lady, the non-Jewish lady, give birth. If, he says, without, if there won't be Chilul Shabbos, then you can help her give birth. Okay, that's what he says. So the Prima Gogan in Or Chaim is Medayik, that Mishum Eva was Matthew the Isser, Miyal Ben Lavoy Dezara. But the Magen Avraham said, he said, if there's no Chilul Shabbos, that's the Magen Avraham said, if there's no Chilul Shabbos, then you're allowed to. So the Prima Gogan over there declares, when he says there's no Chilul Shabbos, does that mean there's no Chilul Shabbos Deraisa? Or does he mean even if there's no Chilul Shabbos Derabanan? I mean, in our case, the Prima Gogan says, in our case, in Kufi Beis, we're makel about what Ava's Matir Drabanan, which is to eat Pasakim, it's a very weak Drabanan. We see we're almost at the end of the segment. There's lots of reasons to be makel about this Drabanan. What about for a regular Drabanan? Like over there about helping the lady give birth, but you could be having a real Drabanan. Would Ava be Matir a real Issa Drabanan? A plain old-fashioned, not a weak Issa Drabanan, but a plain old-fashioned Issa Drabanan. That's what he declares. Okay, that's what the Prima Gogan declares. And the Prima Gogan says, he brings a raya that the Machaber says, earlier in Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Hotzah, the Machaber says earlier in Hilchos Shabbos that Eva is Matir Nisa Drabanan, okay, is Matir Nisa Drabanan, and the Prima Gogan wants to say, Prima Gogan says, is Machalik as follows. If we're talking about Eva between two Yidden, okay, if Eva, there's going to be bad things between two Yidden, you can only be Matir a weak Drabanan like in our case, you cannot be Matir a plain old-fashioned Issa Drabanan. That would not allow you to be Matir a real Issa Drabanan. But if the Ava is going to be between a Yid and a Goy, then Ava's Matir any Issa Drabanan. So that's what the Prima Gogan says. He wants to be Mechalik between who the Ava is considered. And if you think about it, it's a little bit sounds strange. If the Ava is going to be between two Jews, then you could do less than if the Eved is between the Yid and the Goy. You think the opposite. If the Eved is between the Yid and the Yid, we would be more concerned that you should have bad feelings between Jews. So maybe we think the Jews are going to be Mavata.
Don't worry about
Mavata.
You're going to get out of the Shabbos.
Okay,
there's
no Mechila by Goyim. Okay, here we go. Okay. So there's no Mechila. The Goy is not going to get over.
Eved by Goyim is Sakonis Nefashis.
We're not up to it yet. Okay, we're not talking about Sakonis Nefashis.
Next week.
We're talking about Issa Drabonin. We're talking about Issa Drabonin because, I mean, you can't be an Issa Drabonin for it. But he says maybe for a Goy. So maybe for the Goy, the Eva borders, gets closer to Sakonis. Go ahead.
If someone is B'shas Leda, it's called like Sakonis Nefashis there. So we're talking here on Shabbos that she's helping her B'shas Sakonis. So that wouldn't be permitted.
So if there was a tragedy,
a fire going on here.
So you're asking that why don't we look at the Goy who's having the baby as a Sakonis and be matter for that reason?
Right.
Forget about, I don't know.
Wait, it's not. I mean,
is that treated as a sakana? Right, a goy sakana is usually not treated with the same rules as a yid sakana.
With the dineva shibbol.
So the eva. So that's the question: the eva should be matter the drabbanon if you're opening over the drabbanon. That's what.
I'm going even on a derisidical level.
Why would you matter?
Because if it's pikuach nefesh with an eva,
what's pikuach nefesh?
So the she could die b'shas later.
So that's what he's saying. That pikuach nefesh for a goy usually does not count as pikuach nefesh.
I understand. The eva won't.
Bounce it up.
Meaning, let's say there would be a fire going on, God forbid, in a neighborhood, and you're a yid passing by, and a woman is screaming, "Help me, help me!" And she has her kid there. Are you obligated? You should just walk away. Midaraisa.
So now the Prima Brother makes this chiluk between whether the Ava is for a goy or for a yid. The Ava to a goy, he says, would be matter any Issur Drabanan, and the Ava for a yid would be matter only weaker Drabanan techpis over here. And this.
Wouldn't you learn the Efech?
That's what I said. You would think in Svara that the Eva between Yidden would be more important. It would be more important to prevent Eva between Jews. And you would think so. But he says the opposite. And this chiluk that he says answers up another shiloh, which is the Mishnah Berurah brings in Hilchos Pesach. Okay, there's a din, the Mishnah about Mokim Shinagu, that there are times, what you do if you're in a place where it has a different minhag than you do. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and don't you, if you have a thing that's not just a minhag, you do something because it's a mitzvah, that you have to do something, mitzvah drabanan, and you go to a place where if you do it, it'll cause eva, he says, don't be weak and do it because the other people are going to feel bad. Mishnah Eva is not matarid. Mishnah is not matter drabanan. The whole to do the Mishnah Berurah brings in
Jews.
So the Mishnah Berurah says this whole thing. Now, in Shin Chav Hei, the Mechaber said that Eva is matter Yisurim drabanan. Okay? So the Prima Govan's Chilak is going to explain. There the Mishnah Berurah is talking about between Jews. Between one Jew and another Jew, and the Pre-Chodesh. He's bringing the Pre-Chodesh. The Pre-Chodesh has a whole peckle of rayas that Eva is not matter Yisurim drabanan. Okay? The Pre-Chodesh has a whole peckle of rayas. But all of those rayas are between a Yid and a Yid. All the cases that the Prima Chodesh brings are all cases where the Eva is between two Jews, and the Prima Chodesh says that's harder to be made about the case. But where the Eva is between the Yid and the Goy, then it's Matar only Yisur Nabonu. Because that's how it's coming out, which helps make things very clear, answer up a lot of seeming contradictions to it. Okay? Now, so far, we only talk about Yisur and Rabban. The Mishnah Berurah, in that din in Shin Lamed about being Miyalik Ben Levoy Dezara, he says that all this discussion is only about Yisurim Rabban. He says, there are doctors for Mekel to go do Yisurim Deraisa, Mishav Eva, and he gives a whole Mishapara about these people, a whole to-do about what these people, how bad it is that people go ahead, that the Jewish doctors to go ahead to help Goyim, and they say it's Mishav Eva, and they order an Yisurim Deraisa. He says, there's not a way in the world you can make Matan Yisurim Deraisa. He gives a whole taram about it, if you want to see. Okay? Now.
Mishnah Berurah
and Shin. Now, the Chassam Sofer. A lot of people bring the truth on the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that these ideas that Mishum Eva is only made matter of Rabbanon, he says that's only in cases where there's no tzad of sakana. He says, but if the Eva has the potential to lead to sakana, he says then Eva is matter of Rabbanon. So anything is matter Mishum sakana. Now, what's interesting is, the case that he starts talking about, Chassam Sofer, is a case that all of us here would have thought was a shaila of Safak Sakana, which is the rule in whatever country he lived in his place, that the rule where the Shiloh was coming from was, the government made a rule. The only people who are allowed to be midwives are people who are licensed by the government. Okay, they made a rule like that. You have to be a licensed midwife to be a midwife. In this town, there was only one licensed midwife, and she was Jewish. Okay, so that means is, there aren't excuses. There's nothing to say about why you're not coming to deliver the baby. You're the only person in town who's allowed to deliver the baby. And what do you think? I mean, we're not talking about in a more sophisticated place where I don't know what they do even here. But you think in those times, if the one Jew in town who's the only person in town who's allowed to help deliver a baby wouldn't come, I would have thought that was something like that. You think that the guy would the guy do if they heard that the Jews won't come every time you have a baby on Shabbos, the Jewish midwife won't come. So in that case, it's funny. You would think that was he's in the tshuva talking. That's his case he's talking about. He doesn't think that case is something like. So I guess he understood his times, whatever it is. No, he says that's you're going not to drop on into that. See, so obviously he understood his times, but we would have thought whatever it is in cases where there's a real sakana, then you matter. So Rav Moshe says
he said sakana means to that can get hurt.
Someone
that the person the
no sakana to the Jews.
Right, that's what I said. The person could get hurt. The yid, not the midwife.
Yes, the midwife.
Or the yid and then live around there.
Yes, Rav Moshe says. Ramosh is very surprised by the Mishnah Berurah, the way the Mishnah Berurah.
Well, he's interested in some sofers, sorry.
The Chasam Sofer says that if it's a Safak Sakana, meaning if by the Eva will lead to Sakana, then it's Mutter. Okay? I was just bringing out to you that his example that he says is not Safak Sakana.
Wow. But that is
the case we would have thought so, but the din that he says.
Okay,
Ramosh says, Ramosh is very surprised what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mr. Bruce, I said to you, said that the doctor shouldn't go, Mishum Eva should not be matur d'raisa. And Russia is very surprised. And Russia says, but I lived in Russia. He says, okay, where I lived in Russia, he says, and even where I live here in America, which was in, which was in 1979, where I live, if a yid wouldn't help save a guy, he wouldn't come, as a doctor, wouldn't come and help to save a guy, he says, the Eva is obviously a Safak Sakana. Ramosh says it, and he should be matur. Now the tshuva is to a medical student or doctor saying that the person should do whatever he can to avoid having to work on Shabbos, to get his shifts and blah blah blah, do what he can. But if he's in a situation where he's stuck and he has to, then Mishum Eva is matur even in Issa Deraisa. We have no choice because he says it's a Safak Sakana. Because of this, I don't remember if he brings the Chasam Sofer, but it's because of the Chasam Sofer that's a potential Deraisa. Now, and Ramosh says such an interesting deal. He says, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, it's not in the new Mishnah Berurah. It's only the old ones, which I don't have with me. I was trying to bring it here. I don't have it. But here there's a space. In the Mishnah Berurah, where he brings this whole thing about the doctors not helping people because of Miyala Ben Lavoy Dezara, okay, there's a star in the Mishnah Berurah, okay, and on the side it says, this thing that I wrote here is only true for the Goyim who live in India, who are still Ovid Avoy Dezara. But the Goyim who live where we do, no, there's no chas from Yalat Ben Avoy Dezara.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
No,
it's always not a new Mishnah Berurah.
So Ramosha says,
because you don't want to put it there, the chas is put it there.
That's not what he said. Ramosha says, he says, how can the Mishnah Berurah stuck that in? He says, that's not true, but why did the Mishnah Berurah stick it in? You know why? Because he was afraid that if he wouldn't write that, what would they do? They'd burn his house down.
So
what does that tell you about the sakana of not coming to help the guy? If Ramesh Bro wouldn't even print it and save it? No, he's angry. But think of the sakana. If he won't even print it and save it because he's afraid what they're going to do to him, what would be the sakana if there'd be a car accident and the doctor would walk by? Ramesh is pointing out that the Mishnah was scared sakana to print that you can't help the guy. Meaning is because it's a sakana. Because if he's going
to
print that, who knows what they're going to burn the whole rabbin down?
Ramesh says
he can't believe the Mishnah Berurah saying it's not a sakana. He says when here we have it, look at the Mishnah Berurah himself. It's not in there anymore. Now there's just a big space. There's a big empty space, really strange. Blank space in there where the star used to be. And the star used to go to the side that says this is only for those going to live in India. But it shows you that this thing really is a Safak Sakana. Okay, I'm saying no one disagrees on that.
Say anything about their shekels on that.
Okay, and Ramesh says, he makes another, he says, this is true in the Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim, who says, his words are, there was a Takanas Ha'arotzos, that doctors should help Goyim on Shabbos, even if it involves Chilul Shabbos the rest. Okay,
who says this?
The Divrei Chaim. Okay,
Sansra.
It is a takanas ha'aratzis to be mekel. Ramesh says, what does that mean? The takanas ha'aratzas. What is that? Like, you know, what is
ha'aratzas mean?
Of the lands. Like the
ha'aratzas.
Okay. His, what does that mean? So Ramesh says, what he means is like this. There is this concern of sakana that if you won't help the guy, then who knows what the reaction will be to a person not helping. And the potential is a sakana. But there are always guys who think, me, they won't bother. Or in my town, it's okay. Or I'll take my chance. People have all kinds of cheshbonis why they're not concerned about it. So the Rabbanan made a takana and said, everybody has to help the guy. I mean, they were doing it because in many cases there's a suffering of a sakana. They don't want people being cowboys and doing what they want to and just and say, I'll be okay, things will be fine like that. So they made a takana that you have to do it in order to make it clear to everybody and make nobody should have their own ideas of what they're supposed to do. Okay? So the Mela, he says that in cases where, he says, Ramesh's tshuva is all about all the things the guy should do to avoid having to do this. He has 100 things to do it, but if the person is in Lamaise in the situation where if he has to do it and he has no excuses, he has no way to get out of it from helping the person, the Mishub Eva will be mocked the rice because of this potential for what he called a sakana, and he pointed out, even if today to me a sakana, the guy might not stand up and stab me, right, if I don't do it, but the overall, it may cause sakana the neighbor with. Okay. Now, there's another tzad Ramesh sticks in, which is that it can say that it's a malacha shein shrichel gufa. And Tzitzel Yehazah talks about this also. Maybe it's considered malacha shein shrichel gufa because I'm only helping the guy. I don't want to help the guy. I'm only helping him because I want him to get killed. I don't want to get killed. I'm helping him. What? Right. So Ramesh is not so thrilled about it. He says it's a marik. Ramesh is not so thrilled about it. He has another tshuva more about it. He's not so excited about this. Okay.
Where is Ramesh?
The tshuva Ramesh, this one, the main tshuva is in Chel Dalet, Ayin Tes. Okay?
Eight.
Ayin 79. Ayin Tes, yes. Okay. And that's why you said, what you said, that's people in Hatzolah, that's what it's based on. I mean, it's coming, and Ramesh was there, basically, and that's what it comes from, that where there's potential for a sakana, where there's even a far-fetched potential sakana, then you have to be over. Yes?
I think nowadays it's changing, and it's less Ava. Because nowadays people stay away from these things because of lawsuits.
Okay.
They don't want to get
involved. So you're saying is if the guy has some way of getting out of
like
the situation,
like the
Gemara said, he might have all these weird, strange excuses if you could use them. But I'm not a doctor. I think that doctors.
Hey, question patient goes in Shabbos. They said, no, I'm sorry, today I'm
not. What do you mean? Like no, you're talking about a guy off the street.
I'm talking about walking by.
Yeah. Right, so I don't know what a doctor is.
I don't know if that would be considered a behavior.
We only had a
heart attack. I was scared.
He's not talking.
And you saw that he had a cell phone.
Say hello?
Next
day, what? About
can I pick up your cell phone and call?
I didn't know the grand passing by was placed buried by
the gallows. No, drop on and say you can do it.
I'm not talking about it. It could be it's a doctor's obligation. I don't know medically, you know, whether they expect you to do it. Ramesh's case is by a doctor who's stuck in the hospital. So should he go, he walks over to the guy in the emergency room, sorry, can I see if you have a breast, you know, before I decide to help you? You know, Ramesh said, that's Bishop, maybe. You should do it. Now, a related din, which is Negea, a little bit back to the kashrus is a variation of this din Mishum Eva. It's not exactly, but it's a variation. It's a famous thing Rabbi Shechter likes to say, so I'll say it over. Which is like this. What happens, a company owned by not Jewish people makes a mistake, and they use a trace ingredient. They do something wrong they weren't supposed to do. Okay, by mistake. They did it not maliciously. Something happened by mistake. In a case where the din is that the food really should be usher. Okay, but the Malcolm Hesed Maruba, you could be Mekel. That kind of a situation where the Malcolm Hesed could be Mutter. So our initial reaction to such a case is, the reason why I think that the Malcolm Hesed Maruba things are Mutter, in many, one part of that is, HaTayru Chasam Amonim Shri Yisrael. So, we have certain leniencies when it comes to a loss of money, or a big loss of money, or an inconvenience, certain kinds of things are more Mutter. So he says, all those kind of things shouldn't apply to a guy. Here the guy made a mistake, so do a bit on him. Let him say, okay. Let him say. If the dinner's at its usher, it's usher. Malcolm has some ruba for the company, it's his problem. Why is that my problem? I should go with the strict letter of the din. If he's a Jewish company, okay, so I don't care about his money. But if not, maybe I should say I shouldn't care. That was the question.
Step before that. Why is a company, what's a Jewish company? Why is a company's Hefsid Maruba matter for the consumer custom?
Why is
a company's hefsid matter for the customer.
What happens in your case? What happens if in your house you made a mistake, and there was a hefsid maruba, and it was mutter? Why is it matter for me, the guest, to come eat the food? Why is it matter? I don't think it works out. I think if it's mutter,
if it's
mutter,
why not?
You
I
only
think
do it if it's b'diavad, if it's also a chafkibi.
It's Erev Shabbos.
He's saying it's one. If we mutter for his hesed ruba, why does that mean that the other person should be sort of stuck with that?
Your company,
because the juror says it's.
You should have a hesed.
I'll say it's
mutter. Why is the customer allowed to be go with this?
I think it's the same
hesed ruba. If you have a guest in your house.
I don't think it works like that. Right? I think that once it's mutter, you should have said, then the mutter.
I'm asking you why.
The shy is because we always say that the mutter that really has some room is really mutter, we're mutter.
Right. Okay.
So
the shy is
bad, so it's
mutter. So Rabbi Shachter's answer to the question is the Gemara in Cholin. The famous story of Pinchas Ben Yair's donkey who wouldn't eat things that didn't have Trum taken from it, but the beginning of the story is the less famous part of it, which is Pinchas Ben Yair was going someplace with this famous donkey, and they came to a river, and they couldn't cross the river. Okay, so there was a river, they couldn't get across it. So Pinchas Ben Yair says, he says, the river should split, because I'm coming to do a mitzvah, so I have to go across, the river should split. And the river, the Gemara says, the river split for him, for a Yid going to bake matzahs, who was also doing the mitzvah, and for a Goy, who was a merchant, an Arab merchant, who was traveling over there. So the Gemara says, it's very good it split for him and the Yid going to do mitzvahs. What's with the Arab? What is it splitting for him for? So Rav Pinchas Ben Yair explained, and he explained to the river, why did they split even for this guy, is that if he won't split even for the guy, then people will say, this is how you do. This guy's going along with the Yidden. They're all traveling together. So what? You don't treat the guy going along with you with a certain decency also. So there's a certain feeling that people who go along with the Yidden, these two Yidden are going for mitzvahs. He's going for pidyon shvuyah, and he was going to bake matzahs. And the guy was just traveling along. He was just sharing a taxi with them. So the you have to give him a certain amount of
what
he would do for you, you have to do for him also. So Rav Shachter said the same thing when you have companies who are helping Yidden eat kosher food. That's what they're doing. They're helping us along in our service to give cookies and whatever other foods that we want to give to people. So part of that is the B'nai Levi. They're accompanying us. So
I didn't
mean it. They're accompanying us in our job to help them. So Mamela, those kind of coolers that we give to ourselves, we have to pass on, so to speak, for them also.
I would say more Ava there, because I was thinking a different way, but I don't know if it would apply, is companies talk to each other.
Okay.
And they know, oh, we had a problem, you know, they were nice with us, we screwed up, they were, and then
we're
a Jewish company.
But the guy in need.
They talk about it.
It's very related. I don't know if it's exactly the same, but it's very related. It's the same or very related.
What happens if somebody calls up?